There are 6 seats on the Plattsburgh Common Council. The lone Republican, George Rabideau, cannot run again due to term limits, which restrict city councilors and the mayor from running for the same seat after serving 8 consecutive years. Independent James Calnon decided he would not run for re-election, as did Democrats Chris Chase and Chris Jackson. Ward 2 councilor Mark Tiffer is the Democratic candidate for mayor. That left Tim Carpenter as the sole incumbent, potentially remaining on the city's governing board. But during the city Democratic caucus this week, the party decided to endorse a different candidate to represent Ward 1, Plattsburgh State Professor of Political Science Tom Conda.
I don't think there was any active dissatisfaction with him. I think there's some dissatisfaction that the city government hasn't done more to try to sell the city to businesses. It's just my view that people think that the incumbents, including Carpenter, even among the Democrats, could have done a better job.
Conda also believes that the departures by incumbents are due more to city finances than a shuffle caused by the mayor leaving his position.
I have, in talking to people around town, heard it put forth as a hypothesis that people are not running for re-election in part because the state of the city's finances is deteriorating, and that perhaps people want to get out while the getting is good. And I expect that's going to be an issue.
Ward 2 candidate Mike Kelly served on the Common Council in the past, from 2008 to 2010. He says he would have run anyway because he wanted to get back into city politics.
I personally have been scratching my head for nearly 20 years and wondering why we're not a more vibrant city. We have all the ingredients. We have a beautiful lake. We have beautiful mountains surrounding it. We have great educational institutions. What are we missing? I intend to find out.
The city Democrats will formally introduce their slate of candidates Saturday morning at City Hall. Mayoral candidate Mark Tiffer says it's crucial to present a unified slate.
We're putting forward a slate of candidates that are probably the most diverse and bring in really unique insights to issues that I don't think we've previously had on the council. And we'll be able to have different perspectives to solve issues that we're facing. So that goes along with having a unified slate. We picked our candidates because they best fit our ideologies and our core beliefs.
Ward 2 candidate Mike Kelly says their issues parallel city residents' concerns.
We want to keep taxes low. We believe that there are opportunities to increase efficiencies in the various city departments. We're also going to chase revenue like no one's ever done before.
No Republican candidates have yet been announced, and calls to the Clinton County Republican chair were not returned in time for this broadcast. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.